Let us pray. For I am not ashamed of the good news of Christ, because it is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Dear Lord, thank you for the good news of salvation through your Son, Jesus. Without the gospel, there is no hope. Without the death and resurrection of Jesus, there would be no way for me to access you. I am not ashamed of the power of Christ's gospel. Embolden me to enjoy and share the love of God with others. Thank you for giving me a new heart, a new spirit, and your spirit within me. And thank you for the privilege of being a part of your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for praying with me today. Now discover the profound intricacies of Scripture through Pray.com's podcast, The Heartbeat of Faith with Dr. Andrew Farley.
Hi, I'm Dr. Andrew Farley, and welcome to another episode of the Heartbeat of Faith podcast. We continue to examine the beauty of the Bible, which is divided into six sections: law, history, poetry, prophecy, gospel, and letters. Today, we explore the gospel literature. Each of the four Gospels tells the story of Jesus' birth, life, death, and resurrection. But each Gospel tells of the events from a unique perspective. Why are there so many accounts of Jesus' life? More Gospels bolster the credibility of Jesus' story, with each book emphasizing different aspects of Christ's ministry, identity, and mission. From the four Gospels as a whole, we gain a comprehensive look into the character of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Jesus looked, stood up, and walked towards the front of the boat. The wind howled like a mighty titan. The disciples were tossed all around the boat from the waves, but Jesus' feet were sturdy as he marched. The wind whipped at his back and the rain fell down like gravel. Jesus looked at the storm like an adversary. The waves were relentless and smashed against the bow to rock Jesus overboard. God's hero stood firm. He stretched out his hand and said, "Hush now, be still." He spoke to the wind and waves like disobedient children. Like a lion finally tamed, the wind and waves subsided and calmed. The sun peered in through the dark clouds, and the sea became still as glass. The scattered rays of light fell on Jesus' face. He closed his eyes and breathed in deeply. Jesus turned back to his disciples and said, "Where is your faith?"
Matthew's gospel emphasizes Jesus' identity as the promised Messiah, often showing how Jesus fulfills Old Testament prophecies. Matthew also pays close attention to the teachings of Jesus, compiling his sermons on the kingdom of God. Matthew places emphasis on Jesus' public ministry as if he were making a case for his credentials as a king.
Jesus scanned the crowds as they followed his every step. His popularity was growing rapidly, and thousands of people followed him into the valley outside Galilee. Their hearts were hungry for truth. They were longing to know what the kingdom of God truly looked like. Jesus gathered them at the bottom of a small hill. He climbed to the top and sat. The wind carried his voice for all to hear, and they listened to every word flowing from his mouth. "Blessed are those who are poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them."
Mark's gospel focuses on the power of Jesus' ministry in teaching and performing miracles. Mark wrote it, but many believe Peter was the thought leader behind the book. Mark presents Jesus as a humble servant who models unconditional love and service to others. The book is also written for a predominantly Roman audience, so it's shorter and emphasizes his passionate dialogue with the religious leaders.
"Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me," he shouted. Some men in the crowd shoved him to the ground, but Bartimaeus was determined. He burst through the men and flailed through the crowds. Some others tried to hold him by his robe, but he simply threw it off. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me," Bartimaeus roared. Jesus nodded to his disciples. "Go and get him for me." So the disciples brought him near. Bartimaeus was bruised from the crowd trying to shut him up, but on his face he wore the largest grin in all of Israel. Jesus matched his grin and said, "What can I do for you?" Bartimaeus fell to his knees. "Please, Rabbi, I desire to see the skies again. I desire to see the waters, the trees, and the birds. Please restore my sight to me." Jesus held the man to his feet. "Go your way, Bartimaeus. Your faith has made you well." And in that instant, the beggar's sight was restored.
Luke emphasizes the humanity of Jesus and offers a message of hope for those experiencing failure or suffering. Luke declares that all are welcome at God's table and deserving of love regardless of their station in life or past mistakes. This was undoubtedly informed by Luke's experience with the early church and Paul ministering to the Gentiles. The emphasis on mercy over judgment reinforces that only grace can save us. Luke is also the author of Acts. Luke and Acts are written to be two parts of the same book, showing how the message of the gospel continued through Jesus' disciples. Luke had a front row seat to record first steps toward what we know of today as Christianity.
The Hellenistic believers created an infamous reputation in Cyprus and Antioch. When there was a great famine in the land, the disciples of Jesus sent a great deal of resources to meet the city's needs. Believers worked day and night to ensure everyone was fed and clothed. People observed their self-sacrifice and kindness. They saw thousands of people being fed and hundreds of people being healed. The Gentiles noticed that there was something strange about them. They looked and acted like Jesus himself. They were like little Christs. Thus, people began to refer to them as Christians.
John centers on the spiritual nature of Jesus and his ministry, and it uses a variety of metaphors to explain Jesus' relationship with the Father. Here we also find glimpses into what lies beyond death for believers, assuring that eternity spent with Christ will be infinitely more rewarding than time spent here on earth. While Matthew emphasizes Jesus' public ministry, John focuses more on the one-on-one and private moments Jesus spent with people. Many believe this is because John was in Jesus' inner circle and bore witness to more intimate moments than the others.
The Lord smiled and leaned in closer to Nicodemus. "For God so loved the world that he offered up his only begotten Son. And whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And God did not send his Son to condemn the world, no, but that by him the world should be saved." There was a joyfulness in Jesus' voice. His disciples were behind him, hanging on his every word. His eyes glistened in the firelight. "The light has come to the world," Jesus continued. "But people love darkness rather than the light. Wickedness hates the light because it exposes it. But whoever knows and acts upon the truth steps into the light." With those words, Nicodemus left. He held the words of Jesus closely, regretting that he could not totally understand.
The four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, usher us into the breathtaking journey of Jesus' life and ministry. Here, Jesus masterfully unveils two distinct yet intertwined messages. On one hand, he holds high the pristine mirror of the law, revealing its perfect and impossible standard. Call it the cut off your hand, pluck out your eye, anger equals murder, be perfect, sell everything kind of standard. A standard that leaves us utterly bereft, knowing full well we fall short. Yet, in the very same breath, Jesus whispers prophetic inklings of a new and glorious covenant, a revolution of grace, soon to flood the world with its transformative power after the great dividing line of the cross. He speaks of a future where the vine would embrace the branches, where oneness with Christ, Christ dwelling in us, total forgiveness, a new identity born of God, would not just be lofty ideals, but living, breathing realities. The Gospels, therefore, stand as a testament to this divine dance of law and grace, inviting us into a narrative where the harsh demands of the old pave the way for the sweet embrace of the new, reminding us that in the end, it's all about the miraculous journey from striving to abiding, from earning to receiving, from the old way of the letter to the new way of the Spirit living in and through us. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Heartbeat of Faith podcast. Follow the podcast so you can learn the Bible in this entertaining and inspiring way. Download the Pray.com app, and for more encouragement in God's grace, visit andrewfarley.org. That's andrewfarley.org.